While the specialist might be gone, there's still plenty of great specials available when you shop on Amazon.com. You can help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with an exit interview that you have been waiting for since the moment Survivor ended last night. We are going to be speaking with the one and only specialist. Yes, that's right, Philip Shepherd, who was sent home in a shocking tribal council last night after all of the three amigos all had immunity. They said they were putting their votes on Philip. They ended up getting him out of the game, and we have got a really different landscape here on Survivor than we did just going even into last night's episode. So we'll see exactly where the amigos go from here going forward. But today, this is all about Philip, and we're going to talk to him in just a moment. I had a great chat with Stephen Fishback last night. He actually had Brian Cordan from Survivor Guatemala over his place last night. So we had our own version of the three know-it-alls last night, not the three amigos. But we talked about everything that went on last night. I thought it was a potentially game-changing move. Stephen Fishback thinks, not that big a deal. He thinks that one of the amigos is still going home next week. I think that there's a chance or a good chance that maybe we see something different happen. So if you want to join in on that debate and hear both sides of the argument, you can check that out on our YouTube channel or at robhasawebsite.com. And if you want to get to that YouTube channel, just simply type in robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Take you right there to the Rob Cesternino YouTube channel. Later on today, I'll talk with Sophie Clark, but we'll get to that later. I see that Philip is on the line, so let's go ahead and patch in the specialist. Philip, are you there?
Hello, this is Philip Shepherd.
Hello, Philip Shepherd. This is Rob Cesternino.
Hey, man. How are you today?
I'm doing very good, Philip, but the operative question is, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I spent last night watching the final episode that I'm participating in with Andrea, Abby, and Peter at Peter's apartment. It was wonderful. We had a great time watching it. We had wine and chips, and it was just a lot of fun, and I thoroughly enjoyed the episode.
Well, Philip, I was shocked last night. I thought for sure all season long, I thought you were going to the end because I thought everybody wanted to keep you around. I thought this was going to be a replay of the first season that you were on. And I was as shocked as you were last night, Philip.
Let me ask this then, and I'll state it for you, is it shows you how you know a lot of people have made comments like still that he's delusional, he's crazy, he's this, he's that. We've heard it from Eliza over at the Reality Nation. We heard it elsewhere. But you just saw last night where I think he went to Dartmouth, if I'm not mistaken. Very smart guy in the game, no doubt, Malcolm. Gave up two idols. Two! Plus they had the immunity idol to get me out of the game. The reason he gave was Philip is taking the fun out of the game. Let me think about this. You're playing with a guy that's supposedly so annoying that you need to get him out of the game. And we saw Boston Rob in the season 22 Redemption Island when he had a guy like that. He took him all the way to the end, and he picked up $1 million, did he not?
That happened.
So, either I am not playing that game, the same game, and he's viewing me as a threat in the game, so much so that he feels the need to use two idols against me to get me out of the game. And the truth is, Stealth RS was working quite fine. It seemed that if Stealth RS focused on anybody in the game, they went home. Did they not?
So far, that's been the case.
That's what exactly happened in this season. We saw that, you know, Corinne thought she had gotten with the amigos and that she was in some control. And we heard Malcolm saying on the beach, I'm about to take control of this game. And what happened? His little ace ally in the favorites went home.
Well, let me talk to you about Let me ask you about last night, because we only have so much time, Philip, and I'm sure at some point we'll do an extremely long interview, but we're under the gun a little bit today.
Okay, I'm sorry.
At last night's tribal council, so once those guys say, hey, we're putting the votes on Philip, you said last night, hey, stay the course, vote for these guys. Was that the right thing to do, or was it just a no-win situation?
It was absolutely the right thing to do, because what did it do? It forced the boys to play their idols.
Yeah, I looked at it almost, it was like sort of like it was a good move for Stealth R Us, but it was a bad move for whoever was going to be the one to be voted out. It was almost like I felt like you went down with the Stealth R Us ship last night to, in some way, preserve Stealth R Us.
Well, not to preserve Stealth R Us. It was to say, hey, guess what? This is a situation that I can't change. These boys have already stated they're voting against me. I already knew that Eric was already talking to the boys. We saw it every day on the beach. You may not have saw that at home, but I saw that Eric was already in with Malcolm, already playing with them, so I already knew they had the numbers to vote. Plus, he was whispering it, which they didn't show last night, or if they did, you didn't catch it. I didn't see it, and I really wasn't looking for it, but he also said, well, Philip. So everybody knew that there wasn't going to be a switch that they could do that would actually work, because they already had the numbers to go with it. And I thought, you know what? There's nothing I can do to change this number, but I want to do what I did the week before. I made Malcolm stand up before and say to Reynolds, give me your idol. Why? Because I flushed it out.
Yeah.
I made him choke, basically, and go, hey, man, they're voting for me. Give me that idol. And he did it. And he did the same thing again this time. He gave up his idol, both of them. We'll see if that works out for him. But, you know, the bottom line is I did what I had to do at that moment. I knew I couldn't change the situation. And I was still pulling for Stealth R Us. And I was pulling for my favorites to go forward in this game. That's why earlier on when people asked me, did you throw that challenge? Yes, I did. Because I wanted to make sure what? Mike and Matt were spending all their time looking for idols. So make sure they go out of the game. Make sure when they go to the merge that they didn't bring an idol from my side while I was working on this side. I wasn't going to have that. I play a very strategic game. It may not be, you know, the one that got me to the end this time, but hey, you know what? I'm very proud of the way I play.
Well, that was a big question last week about did Philip give everything away last week? And I felt like, no, because you knew you were voting for Mike, and when you're talking about that you're going to play an idol, did you think that Malcolm had the idol last week, or were you trying to get Reynolds to play an idol last week?
I wanted Reynolds to play an idol last week because I actually saw in that scene where you see me sleeping, I actually saw Dawn look at the idol. I saw Reynolds present the idol to Dawn. So I knew Reynolds had one. And I did that last week. It was a three-prong approach. It was, let's see if I can get Malcolm unrattled, because I knew that Malcolm had, I always felt that Malcolm had an idol. Now I had certainty that Reynolds had one. Now the question is, could I get them to play one of them?
Now, if you suspected Malcolm had an idol this past episode, and then once Reynolds wins the immunity, why wasn't there more urgency from your side, you and Cochran and whoever else, to start looking for the idol before the amigos go searching for that third idol?
Well, actually, we did. We spent all of our time that day. You know, the show was reduced down to a certain amount of time, right, to keep the show interesting. But actually, we spent a great deal of time not only looking for the idol, we talked about it. We felt very strong. In fact, I felt very strongly that they had two idols. Nobody actually believed that they actually had two idols. I kept saying they did, but we didn't have proof that Reynolds did. I mean, that Malcolm did, right? But we knew that Reynolds had one. We felt strongly that Reynolds had one. So, and I'd seen it, him present it to Dawn. So we were looking for it fiendishly, right? But we couldn't find it. And I couldn't find it. And Andrea couldn't find it. And Dawn couldn't find it. And Brenda was hobbling around. You know, she's hurt. Looking for the guy. We were all looking for it. So we just couldn't find it, and he did. And you saw what our reaction was when Malcolm found the idol. I mean, we just saw, like, this complicates things. And I wanted to actually put a different strategy in place, but nobody really believed that they had two. So we knew if he only had the one, right, we could defeat him. We had the numbers. And that's what Andrea felt strongly, and that's what Brenda felt strongly. And there'll probably be a secret scene showing that where they're saying to me, you know, there's a scene, a photograph of me talking to Brenda in the woods, and my hands are open, and I'm trying to convince them that in fact, I think that's the scene where I think that I'm saying to her, I think they have two idols. I really do. But notwithstanding that, you know, there was nothing I could do at Tribal to change that.
Couldn't you guys have put your votes on Sherry instead, almost like last week, and get rid of at least one of the other fans, another safe bet with it, somebody that you know definitely didn't have an idol, or was she already a big part of Stealth R Us?
Well, here's the thing with that is, if you're thinking that you can beat somebody at the end, you asked me, well, Philip, who would be one of the people that you would want sitting next to you at the end of that game? It was Sherry. So I wasn't going to vote her out. I wanted to take a bigger target out at that point, if we could. Reynolds, Eddie, or Malcolm. That's a more strategic move.
Even at the point that those three guys have immunity?
Well, Eddie didn't have immunity at that point.
Well, I'm talking about at Tribal Council. Could you guys have put your vote, instead of trying to call the bluff of the guys playing the idols, could you guys have put your votes on Sherry, or would that have been too complicated to pull off at Tribal Council?
We actually tried to communicate with each other. It was a very surreal moment when Malcolm showed that he had two idols, and they tried to communicate. My name, Sherry's name was thrown out. My name was thrown out. And that's why Malcolm felt the need to say, the three of us are voting for Philip, because that's exactly what was going on. There was talk about who we were going to vote, and they were whispering it to certain people. And Sherry was the one that they were kind of initially like sidestepping a little bit, not saying anything to. So there was a thought like that, but I wasn't going to utter it out. Because what complicated was Malcolm and Eddie and Reynolds were also listening to those conversations. So if we'd have done anything other than what I said at the end, vote the way you said you were going to vote, they would have just held on to the idols. And it would have meant that, okay, if I didn't go home that week, I'd go home the next week, or one of us would have went home the next week. So the fact is, we were all, you saw how we're sitting, the Stealth R Us alliance is spread out. We really can't communicate effectively. Mm-hmm. Cochran was sitting next to Eric, you know.
You're all the way at Sherry, the end, yeah.
I couldn't do it. So it is what it is.
I want to know, who was your real final three? I know we talked a lot about, you know, Dawn and Cochran and now Sherry in the mix and Andrea. So who was it that you were trying to get to the end with you?
For me, it would have been Sherry, would have been one of them. And I would have tried to take Andrea, but, you know, she's having this romance thing going with Eddie. Don't know if she would have gotten there. Yeah. And then it might have been Brenda, or it might have been Dawn, actually, because Dawn was crying a lot. But so it would have been a toss-up. But it would have potentially been Sherry, Dawn, or Andrea, like that.
Okay.
I don't know if Brenda – I think if Brenda would have got to the end because she was hurt the whole season – I'm thinking if she gets to the end, then she would be somebody that could possibly, just from everybody witnessing her fortitude with that hurt leg getting to the end, that she might have been unbeatable.
All right. We got so many things to get to. We got about 5 minutes left here. So I'm gonna bounce around, give you a couple of quick things. Okay. Philip, was it Survivor Karma? Do you believe at all in karma that you didn't compete in the challenge and then you go out last night? Not that I think that you would have won the challenge, but it did seem weird that on an episode where you don't compete in a challenge, you get voted off.
No, I don't believe that had anything to do with it, and you heard what Malcolm's comments were. Even though they're completely untrue, he said I was you heard what he had to say, and I just don't think that the two are connected. He got rid of me because I was, in fact, a threat early on, and he knew it. He knew I had the capability of winning challenges. I did for the favorites.
Yeah. No, I just think that it's, Survivor itself has supernatural powers. I think that if you don't compete in a challenge, who knows, crazy things could happen. Let's...
Audrey Diaz didn't, if I'm not mistaken, didn't she sit out a challenge before and win both times?
We'll have to fact check that.
I think you need to look at that. I think there was one where she doesn't do a challenge and she actually, I think she sits out a challenge. I don't remember which one it is in one of those seasons.
Okay, well,
she goes on to win. I think she's the one that comes to mind for me for that.
All right, let's keep going. Corinne, she said a lot of things about you in her exit from the game. Did you have any rebuttal for Corinne?
I would just say that Corinne is a very vulgar person playing Survivor, and in terms of things that she chose to talk about when she was out there. And clearly, to be talking in the way she is about me, both on the blogs, Twitter, and Facebook, and all these interviews, just a sore loser, a really poor, poor loser in terms of it's a game. Somebody has to go home. And I was only one person that voted. I was only one of the people that voted for her. So clearly, it's disappointing to me to see a person over 30 still talking the way she talks and speaking about another person the way she chooses to put her words together. So for me, I have a lot of compassion for her. She's clearly suffering greatly. And I hope one day that she can become a fully realized person and not hold such bitterness and speak so poorly of someone just because she lost.
Were you surprised that Eric Reichenbach seemed to have so much animosity towards you over the course of the season? He seemed really turned off by you. Even going back to the first episode, he didn't like how you went in the pool before you took a shower. He jumped at the chance to vote for you last night. Any thoughts on Eric?
Eric, the first day he met me, it wasn't, "Hi, Philip." It was, "You know, my entire family told me not to trust you, and I don't."
Okay.
The first word he said out of me, and I had a confessional about that. It didn't air, but it was just a really weird thing for somebody to say the first day. So, no, anytime I said anything to Eric, he'd immediately run back and tell somebody what I said, and I knew it. So I would give him what I call misinformation. So mm-hmm. He'd go back and tell somebody. And they would come back and tell me what he said. I wanted to see what he would do. And so I knew I couldn't trust him, and I also knew last night that he was going to vote for me. And in that particular challenge, I was not the first person, by the way, who had mud on them to get in the water. I just want you to know that. But that's okay. They just showed me. I was not the first person to do that.
All right, and how about Brandon Hance, that whole Hance to get in and all of his animosity towards you during that? Did you have any comment that you wanted to say after all that? I know you couldn't talk when that was going on.
I just feel that Brandon is a very... it's very sad what's going on with Brandon. He clearly has, people ask me, you know, within the context of Survivor, are you delusional? The fact is, he has some serious, serious emotional problems going on. I feared for my life when I was out there. His abusive language that he used and hurled at me during that final tribal was just, as long as he did, was unspeakable. I couldn't believe that he would do that. And then the things that he did when he was out there. And, you know, the way he outed me to the fans. I mean, if you think of the position I was put in to try to win Survivor after Brandon Hance, when he got there and he told the fans what he told them. You heard Matt say, "I feel sorry for Philip," you know, about what some of the things that Brandon did. Brandon basically made it so that people like Reynolds and Eddie were not going to trust me at all. I didn't have a chance with them. And then the swap occurred after that, and Malcolm got to walk right over there and reinforce all the crap that Brandon was saying. It just put me in an untenable situation. So, yes, I feel that Brandon did exactly what his uncle did, meaning when Russell got voted out in Redemption Island, and he went to Redemption Island, and he started crying, he then turned around and told us who the biggest players were. And we took that back to Boston Rob and, you know, to the Stealth RS Alliance at that time. So these two guys of the same family have a similar thing. You're sending me home. I'm going to tell everybody everything about, you know, who to blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I think it's really sad that Brandon behaved the way he did, that he responded the way he did. I tried to talk to him, you know, and offer him a name within Stealth R Us and try to find a place for him. But you got to remember, on the very first vote, he cast a vote against my strongest person in the alliance, and that was Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Him, you know, so he knew that he and Eric, by the way, Eric did the same thing. So Eric already knew that he was on the bottom of Stealth R Us. So you asked me, you know, about Eric also, you know, those two boys definitely put themselves in a very awkward situation within Stealth R Us right from the get-go when they decided to vote for Andrea. Initially, they were going to vote for me, but because I walked around acting like I didn't have a care in the world, that panicked Francesca.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised I haven't gotten a question about her today, but you know,
not enough time.
I'm just saying that panicked her And so she switched the vote to Andrea. And of course, Brandon was part of that, and Eric was part of that. So yeah. Now you can see why, no, I'm not surprised by either one of their behaviors throughout the game.
All right, Philip. Well, you know, I thought you did a good job on this season. I thought you had a very classy exit in a tough spot last night. And, you know, you came into this game with the BR rules. It's just in the fine print on the BR rules, it says most effective on the fourth time you do the BR rules. So just you know, keep chopping away, Philip.
I heard someone say that, but in terms of the BR rules, I never spoke to Boston Rob about that. Again, the reason I did that was to demonstrate to the fans that, in fact, in the season in which I came off in such a my edit came off in such a way that I appeared to be, you know, crazy, or, you know, I've heard people say that. I wanted to demonstrate that, having not had a conversation with Boston Rob about the BR rules, that in fact I paid attention to his game.
I'm just joking around. One thing
I do want you to mention in your piece is that The Road to Reality, Voted Off the Island by Diane Burnett, My Journey as a Real Life Survivor. She and I are going to be working on a project together. She endorsed her book to me, and it says to me, to Philip, to one of the most amazing players in Survivor history. What a fantastic character, and even better in person. I met with her and her publicist by chance, and through that meeting, as you know, she produces different types of projects. I've given her a copy of my book, and she's going to take a look at that, and we're going to potentially work on a project together. So I'm very excited about that moving forward.
All right, Philip, thanks so much for your time. We'll do a whole, at some point down the line, we'll do a whole download on all of this on the show. So, Philip, all the best to you, and take care, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was the one and only Philip Shepherd. Boy, Philip, never at a loss of things to say, and really fired up here this morning on the morning after a huge Survivor last night. Third level one Survivor episode in a row. All right, so we are just getting started here on a Survivor Thursday here on Rob Has a Podcast. If you haven't seen the know-it-alls from last night, I think it was the best one we ever did. Had a very lively debate. Check that out on robhasawebsite.com. Later on today, I'm going to talk with Sophie, who I saw in New York last weekend, who is always a lot of fun. I think Sophie is all very underrated, criminally underrated Sophie. We'll talk to her about what she thinks about everything that went on last night and her thoughts moving forward as we sort of start to switch gears into where does the Bro-Lions go from here and how does Stealth R Us, or what's left of Stealth R Us, rebound. So that's what we're going to talk about on the Recap Podcast with Sophie later on today. Of course, you guys are a big part of everything that we do. We want to get your comments later on today on Facebook. We'll ask Sophie all of your questions. And then leave us your voicemails. Go to robhasawebsite.com/voicemail. I'm sure you guys have a lot to say about the episode tonight. Or you can call us directly at 323-282-RHAP. 323-282-RHAP. And all right, amigos, that's just about it. If you want to help out the podcast, you can go ahead and subscribe to the show and never miss an episode, and leave us some good feedback on iTunes. It helps us in our iTunes rankings, and it's very much appreciated. So loving all of the tweets and comments we're getting. I'm telling you, I went to bed last night around 11. I woke up around 6, and I looked at my email, and my inbox was just completely flooded notifications of all your comments on YouTube and on the website and on Twitter. So you guys are fired up about this season. Thank you for thinking of me in your responses to Survivor. I love being a part of the discussion with you guys. So have a great Thursday, everybody. We'll be back later on tonight with Sophie. All the best, everybody. Take care. Bye.